everybody. In the last FMT, we discussed Avraham's tfilos and Avraham's pleading to Hashem to save Sdom. In the end, Avraham was not successful. Sdom's evil was so terrible, and not even 10 tzaddikim in all of the Sdom area were found to save them. It was so evil that they had to be destroyed. And right after Sdom is destroyed, the Torah says in Perek Yutes Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker El HaMakom Asher Amad Sham Es Penei Hashem. Avram got up early in the morning to the place where he had stood before Hashem. Avram went back to the place where he had been originally, El HaMakom. And the Gemara in Brachos Davav Amud Beis learns from this Pasuk and from Avram's behavior that whoever has a set place, a makom kavua, when they daven, just as Avram did, a regular shul, a regular minyan, a makom kavua in the shul, whoever does that, then says the Gemara, Elokei Avraham biozro, then Hashem, the God of Avraham, will help them. And not only that, but the Gemara says that when that person passes away, it will be said about him or about her, Ei anav, ei chasid, mitalmidav shel Avram Avinu. It'll be said of them, what a humble person, what a righteous person. This person is a student, a direct spiritual descendant of Avram Avinu. It's an incredible praise being showered on this person, but we have to ask, all that for someone who davens in the same place on a regular basis? What does humility have to do with davening the same place? And we can ask another question as well. In that same pasuk, the Torah says that after Avram's unsuccessful bid to save Sdom, the Torah says, Vayashkef, Avram was Vayashkef al Pnei Sdom. Avram looked at Sdom. And Rashi on Breshis, not here, but Perek Yudches Pasuk Tezayin says that with the exception of one pasuk in Sefer Devarim, the expression Vayashkef or Lahashkef refers to viewing something or somebody negatively. But how can that be? A minute ago, Avram is davening for Sdom to be saved, and then the next minute he's viewing Sdom negatively? So these questions and others are asked by Rav Avigdor Nevinsal Shlita, the chief rabbi of the old city of Yerushalayim. It's found in his Sefer on the Chumash, Sichos LeSefer Bereshis, and it begins on page Pei Hei, and he says the following beautiful idea, fundamental idea, when it comes both to what Anava is and also what Tfila is. In last week's Parsha, Avram was told, Lech Lecha, get up, Avram, change everything, uproot everything. And that kind of change is often needed. But that kind of change is only really in extreme circumstances. A sick person, Chas V'Shalom, who needs to change their name, or an extreme sinner who needs to leave their home and live away for a while, things like that. But most of the time, when it comes to our Avodas Hashem, continuity and stability is what is needed. And that's what a Makom Kavua is. Of course there are exceptions, as I said, there's unique circumstances, but usually we need to build on what we did yesterday, build off of what we did yesterday, how we grew yesterday. And that's what leads to righteousness. I can understand why a person who davens like that is called a chassid, a righteous, growth-oriented person, but why is that person who davens like that called an anav? Rav Nevinsal says that anava, humility, is not, of course, denying what gifts you have. It's not about denying your talents. Rather, an anav is someone who recognizes that everything he or she has, everything they have, is from Hashem. And Anav believes and knows that every area and every aspect of their life is a gift from Hashem. It's a gift from Hashem. And an Anav views everything they have not only from Hashem, but to be used in the service of Hashem. Everything they have and everything they do is from Hashem and for Hashem. And that's why Rav Nevinsal says, that's what he says. That's why we begin our Shmon Esrei with Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. We recognize that what we're about to do, praising Hashem, making requests from Hashem, thanking Hashem, we know what we're about to do. So we stop and we say, Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach, I cannot do this without you. Please enable me to praise you. Enable me to ask things of you. It's a prerequisite to tefillah. Avram has a makom kavua, and he continues his growth from yesterday, builds from yesterday, and all the while recognizing that this growth and this ability even to daven in the first place comes from Hashem. It's the definition of what an anav is. And not only that, but putting it all together, says Rav Nevin Sal, is also what happened with Avram and Sdom. Avram is consistent before Sdom is destroyed and after it's destroyed. Both before and after, Avram only wants one thing, with every fiber of his being, to serve Hashem. Before Sdom is destroyed, he thought that the best way to serve Hashem was to have Sdom, and the tzaddikim in Sdom, to be saved. But after he hears that there are no tzaddikim there, after he sees that this is the will of Hashem to destroy Sdom, then yes, vayashkeif al pnei Sdom, then they must be looked upon negatively. And we too want to and work hard to be the students of Avram, to be true, to have the true midah of Anava, recognizing that everything is from Hashem. Everything that we do and everything we have is in the service of Hashem. Emir Tz Hashem, have a wonderful day, everyone.